to the aim of involving youth at this early time, it will give, show them the rigors of lawmaking, the processes of policy formulation, and then arriving at implementable conclusions that will further strengthen government activities and programs.
You know that several governments come up with very lofty ideas, they implement them, but they are not sustainable. How different is this, and how sustainable will this be, even if the governor leaves office after serving his two terms?
Yes. We know that that probably might be one of the things that affects the programs. But what we have done now, first of all, you know that the protocols signed in ECOWAS and UN about the place of youth in governance. And so those protocols have already guided us, and then we are determined to ensure that this program is sustained even after the governor leaves office by putting appropriate institutional frameworks, which the review of the policies of the House of Assembly, State House of Assembly, who will take it as one of the conclusions that is part of the government.
Are you therefore saying the governor has, or his state government has institutionalized this to ensure that no other governor will come in, you know, by a stroke of a pen, just scrap it or just dismantle it?
Yes. Well, it has been institutionalized, and that is why it was formally inaugurated.
So tell me, how has been the response of the youth following the establishment of this?
Yes, we are happy about it. The reactions we have gotten so far shows that they're very excited. They are happy about their involvement in policy formulation, and they're very happy about that. And then so far, right now, it's based on the constituency. The member representing the constituency in the State House of Assembly will consult the constituency to produce a youth that will represent them. But in future, I think that the rules that are being prepared now, it will be taken more formally in the process of emerging as to who will represent them in the parliament.
In order to qualify to become a member of the Delta Youth National Assembly, what criteria do you have to meet? What requirement do you have to meet in order to be elected or chosen by your peers to represent them in the National Assembly?
Well, the basic qualifications of first age, and then basic qualifications as provided in the Constitution. That are two qualifications. And then some other things through intensive screening, and then the processes of having basic knowledge about representation, about rules, about the Constitution. These are the criteria.
So what is the message here to the people of Delta, particularly the youth, with this institution of the Youth National Assembly in Delta State?
Yes, by the institution of the Youth Parliament in Delta State, first and foremost, youth are now being called upon to channel their grievances, channel their concerns through the Youth Assembly to the government. And that will call youth restiveness or self-help. They now have an opportunity to be heard. And so they have a forum in the parliament to be able to discuss their issues, the issues that concern them. And so they are being called upon now to desist from vices, you know, violence, you know, self-help. It's not like necessary because there's not a platform. Before now, they could complain that they have no platform to voice their concerns. Now we have now. So every youth is not being called upon to take advantage of this youth parliament to begin to present their grievances, their concerns, their needs, the other needs, needs of unemployment, and all that. All those needs. The result will be that the state will become more peaceful because dialogue will take over violence and self-help.